Omnia has dumped Umongo Petroleum. That's as the Chemicals, Fertilizer and Explosives Group agreed to sell its 90% stake in the business for 1 billion rand. This has boosted its cash pile, and Omnia says the proceeds will give it an option to pursue either growth opportunities or return cash to shareholders. Joining me now to discuss the transaction in a bit more detail is company CEO Seelan Gobalsamy. Thanks so much, Seelan, for your time this evening. So let's take a look at what's come through here, because you've sold this 90% stake as you identified it as non-core. Why has the positioning of it within the Omnia stable shifted to the extent it has as non-core since 2017?
Yeah, thanks, Alicia, and thanks for having me. I think the first thing to say is that Umongo is a great business. It's got a very entrepreneurial team and a very entrepreneurial founder, CEO. I guess when we looked at Omnia's strategy and we reviewed our business a few years ago, we said that we would focus on agriculture and mining. And clearly a fuels business, a base oils and additives business was less core. And over the last few months, we've been approached. And really what's been put in front of us is something that is good for our shareholders, a billion rand for our 81% stake, and then another almost 100 million for the further 9%, which will flow at a later stage.
Yeah, talk us through the market you're selling into right now, Seelan. As far as those negotiations went, was that price fair? How much of a tussle were we looking at the negotiating table?
I guess with all of these things, price and value is something that's difficult, and it's a negotiation. I think the first thing we looked for when we looked for a buyer was not just the price, it was for a shared level of value, values, a shared level of understanding of the Umongo business and the people and the team, and a shareholder that would actually take the business forward. You know, as I said, it's a great business, and we believe that the partner we found in Azelis, a European-based chemicals business, was the right partner for Umongo. And then we got to the price discussions, to look at what value we attached to the asset. And we believed an enterprise value plus working capital, of a billion rand in total made sense for our 81% share.
Do you see others being as nice, when you're sitting on the other side of that table, Seelan? Because, you do at some stage are planning to sit as a buyer. You've identified now that you are going to be putting this cash pile to work either through distributing cash back to shareholders or pursuing growth opportunities. So where are your confidence levels sitting in that regard?
Yeah, I guess, this is the second large transaction we did. We did a Cat 1 transaction last year this time, and now this is the second one, a Cat 2 transaction, so two large transactions. I guess price and negotiation is really something once you depart from the table, if both parties feel they've had a good tussle and it's a good deal for both sides, you've achieved something unique. I think, as Omnia, we want to do good business. We want to do business for the long term. Mm-hmm. So I guess if the price is not fair to both sides, it would not be something that's long term sustainable. And I guess what we believe is this is something good for Azelis. It makes sense for them, and it's good for Omnia, and it makes sense for our shareholders.
I ask the question because it's hard to ignore the kind of cash pile you're sitting on right now. What this transaction does is add to an already significant 1.8 billion rand that you're sitting with here. How rife are some of those growth opportunities that you're pursuing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think the first thing to say is we've got certain inorganic and organic opportunities that we've been pursuing for a while, largely in our mining business in Canada, in Indonesia, and in Australia, and in our agriculture business in Australia and other parts of the world. So those initiatives are ongoing. We're investing capital into those already. We also have certain projects from a sustainability perspective, solar and other green technologies that we're investing in locally. So I think the first call on the cash will be that. But I guess having said that, our business has been really cash generative over the past few years, and our management team have done a great job in terms of reorganizing and taking our company forward. So the next step, Alicia, would be to reconcile all of our numbers at year end and see what that cash position looks like. and then consider, ordinary dividends, special dividend, and share buybacks. And we will do that on a way that is value accretive for our shareholders. And we will also continue to explore certain acquisitions locally and globally. And we would also do that in a very considered, careful way that
Yeah.
meets our return on capital hurdles.
So on the one side of the coin, you've got accretive possibilities and options. On the other side of the coin, we know that you have been, leading the turnaround of the company. It's come with this execution of a new strategy where you've been hiving off core assets, like we've seen in today's case, Seelan. How much more potentially sitting on the chopping block here?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say the chopping block. I think we said that agriculture and mining is core. So, I guess any asset or any business that's not meeting our return on capital, we need to put effort into it and fix it. So, I think right now our focus is expansion and growth and improving the return on our current investments that we've made. So, I wouldn't say there's a major list of assets that we're wanting to dispose of. That's not that's not our focus. Our focus is actually to grow the business and invest.
Let's leave it there, Seelan. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Omnia, Seelan Gobalsamy.